From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
The history of First Amendment jurisprudence is riddled with cases in which the right to free expression chafes against other public interests. At various times, courts have had to ask, should broadcasters air content that runs afoul of so-called community decency standards? Are campaign finance laws that restrict political speech fair and reasonable? And when does one group's right to picket or protest threaten another group's right to live free from discrimination and harassment? Amid such weighty concerns, it would be easy to overlook the U.S. Supreme Court's recent finding that Alaska school officials acted properly in confiscating a student banner bearing the legend, "Bong Hits for Jesus." After all, Animal House-style antics aren't the first things most of us fret about when we consider the implications of civil rights erosion. And the students in this case admitted their aim was only to get their goofy sign on TV. But the question remains, shouldn't inane blather of the frat boy variety be entitled to the same constitutional protections afforded more serious forms of expression? The court's stated reason for permitting the banner's removal was that the schools should be able to censor speech that encourages illegal drug use. The problem, of course, is that this particular sign did nothing of the sort. It's one thing to impute wicked motives to those who use serious communications channels to espouse activities that are seditious, criminally threatening, or a danger to the peace, but not even the editor of High Times would read a Bong Hits for Jesus banner as a particularly effective form of illegal drug advocacy. Applying this same standard, kill your television bumper stickers could be construed by the court as earnest pleas to ransack home electronics stores, and posters reading Let's Get Naked and Party could be treated as genuine calls to engage in lewd public acts. In their concurring arguments, Justices Samuel Alito and Anthony Kennedy noted that the court's decision should not be read as a threat to student speech on political or social issues. But when five justices interpret Bong Hits for Jesus as a real exhortation to use illegal drugs, Americans have a right to wonder whether the court is capable of recognizing serious political expression when they see it. And that's a frightening prospect for those of us who believe the right to be irreverent is as American as the Constitution itself. With a perspective, I'm Eric Shellhorn.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.